Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
Football might be over for the season, but basketball is in full steam for both pro and college hoops. From all the latest odds, totals, player performance props, to where the next fired coach is going to land, BetOnline is the number one spot for all of your sports betting needs. Head over to the website or use your mobile devices to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code BELIEVE, that's B-L-E-A-V, to get started. And it's not just basketball. BetOnline is your source for hockey, boxing, and UFC odds. From sports right down to your favorite Vegas casino games, BetOnline is your number one online wagering destination. Bet online, the fastest and easiest way to wager on all of your favorite sports and play your favorite games. Bet online, where the game starts.
Hello and welcome back to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio. I'm your producer, Jeremiah Long, and joining me to talk about Zach Tom from Wake Forest in our NFL Draft Prospect Special is our host, Mr. Logan Landers. How's it going, man?
Hey, what's going on, Jeremiah? Another beautiful Monday, talking some amazing football, talking some draft prospects. The combine's still going on. Things are going great. It's a fun time in the NFL world for all these young college athletes. We got Zach Tom today, guy with two first names. But let me tell you, even though he's got two first names, man, he's impressing at the combine. I can't wait to talk more about this young man and why he's moving up the draft board each and every single day. I can't wait, man.
Absolutely. And you are right, Logan. The combine is on. We have seen some incredible things. I saw a 350-pound man run less than 5 seconds. That was just crazy to see, like, to see these large men moving that quickly. It just seems almost unheard of in the past. Yeah. So when it comes to someone like Zach Tom, two first names, he's always first over at Wake Forest.
There you go.
Yeah. What do we have to look forward to from this young man?
Well, let's talk a little bit about him because this guy is impressive. Like I say, went to Wake Forest, 6'5", 295, good size on him. And, man, he's been impressing. Before we get to the combine, I just want to talk more about what I like about him, what he could maybe improve on, and some of his strengths and weaknesses. So some of his strengths I like about Zach Tom, man, he's got good feet. He can get inside on the defensive tackles good, block them off from reaching the quarterback. He's also kind of quick on his feet. I'll get to his 40 time and whatnot here in a minute, but he's got some pretty good speed for his frame. He's athletic, right? He's not just going to be a cinder block right there on the O-line. He's got some good feet. He's able to slide and protect the quarterback at any cost, so that's good to see. And also, he's not going to be afraid to get a little bit dirty in the trenches there. He's not afraid to toss some guys around, to just really kind of get mean and you know, take some hits to protect his quarterback from those oncoming bull rushing defensive linemen, the speedy ones trying to juke him out and spin moves all over him. He'll hold on to, you know, he'll hold him. He'll toss him down or move him aside. He doesn't mind doing that. And he's just a guy who's really good. He's coachable, right? He did good at Wake Forest. He was there for a good amount of years. And he's got good loose hips too, right? He's not rigid. He's not stiff. He's able to just be pretty flexible for a guy his size. Because, I mean, you can see on the screen, he's not the biggest guy, especially at his size. He's actually pretty lean, so that's probably why he's more fluid, more flexible for his large frame at almost 300 pounds. So you like to see that. Some things he could work on, though, right? Some things I think that maybe he could fix that he can always improve on, because let's face it, none of these guys are perfect players. You can always improve at the next level in the NFL. So if you get some really strong pass rushers, right, like some really buff dudes, and that's what you're going to be facing in the NFL a good amount, that can kind of get under him, right? That can kind of get a little bit of leverage. They can push him aside a little bit so he maybe could work on his strength somewhat. And some guys who you're coming off the edge, like the corner blitzes pretty much, right? The guys who are coming in full steam ahead, they might get a small break on him just because of that speed and the angle they take. So he could work on that. But that's like it for a good majority of these offensive linemen, just because, I mean, there's a big difference in 180-pound you know, guy who runs a 4.3 40 or whatever running at you instead of a defensive lineman who's just kind of standing there trying to push his way around. So he can work on that also at the next level in the offensive line. Just a couple more things, because he's a pretty solid prospect all in all. Like I said, in the passing game, he can sometimes get pushed back a little bit. He's not going to give up too many sacks, but he can sometimes give up a couple of pressures. So he can't work on that regard. But in terms of pass blocking, run blocking, he's pretty solid all around. So I think that he's going to be a very good prospect. Now let's look at the combine, which is going on, in which, man, this guy has been impressing a lot of people. It looks like that he's going to be moving his draft stock up even more and more. He's done, like you mentioned, man, there's guys, these offensive linemen, big defensive linemen, running, you know, 4.2 40s and just insane athleticism from all these guys. And Zach Tom, and he's done very good for himself in terms of how he's done, in terms of his combine stats. His short shuttle time is a 4.47. He recorded a 9'10" broad jump, good for fourth best on the offensive line since 06. So he's got some very good height, very good jumping abilities, right? Athleticism. And his 40 time is a 4.94. So not the fastest, but I mean, at the end of the day also, you know, a lot of these guys aren't going to be running 40 yards. Let's be real here. So, I mean, that's just nice to see that if he's going to be blocking downfield, that he's going to be able to get there quick. That's really what that indicates. But a few more combine stats, man. The cone drill is a 7.32 and a 33-inch vertical. And it's a guy who a lot of people said might be a later round draft pick, could potentially be moved up somewhere, maybe the fourth, fifth round, rather than later on in the draft. So, I mean, he's impressed. He's looked really good. He's got a lot of scouts talking about him. And he's got just really solid, you know, he's a smart guy. And for someone who is coming out of Wake Forest, right? I mean, not the most preliminary football school you think of when it comes to, you know, the top notch programs in football. He's really making a name for himself. And I think that Zach Tom, that as long as he can continue to work, continue to grind at the next level, I think. And I mean, especially with these impressive combine numbers I listed off, and just, you know, I'm sure with more and more guys going at it this week, I think he's really helped himself, did himself a very good favor. And I'm excited to see where he's going to land up. He's definitely caught my attention with how he did, especially as a big offensive lineman, offensive tackle, you see here. And I like this young man. He's good in college, right? Won the Jim Tatum Award in 2021. He's an All-American by Phil Steele also in 2021. He's got a ton of athletic awards in this past year. First team All-ACC as well. And also the ACC All-Academic team in 2021, also in 2020 and 2019. So it's a guy that you're getting who's got a lot of smarts. He's good on the football field. He's a solid player. And I think that, you know, as a later round draft pick, he's someone that you can work on and develop into maybe being a very good player for a long time. So I'm excited to see where Zach Tom lands. I think he's definitely shooting up the draft boards each and every single day.
Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online.
Well, you got somebody like Zach Tom, Wake Forest, when you have these outside tackles. That's one of the reasons we love to bring you these NFL draft prospect specials every single week to make sure you know every single person who is thinking hard about going to the NFL, has been working their butts off to get to that next level, and who have been putting in that work with their team and with their programs. Thank you so much for that, Mr. Logan Landers. So what do you think, our audience? We want to know. We want to hear from you. What do you think Zach Tom will do? Where do you think that he'll go? And what do you think his prospects are? And are there any other players you have your eye on? Please tell us in the comments. And if you're watching our live video broadcast, thank you so much. And if you're listening to our podcast, thank you again. But if you're not listening to our podcast, come and join us. 100 Yards of Football, anywhere that you listen to podcasts, including over on Spotify, Apple Podcast, Amazon, I almost said WhatsApp. I'm sure there's some way to listen to podcasts.
I'm sure.
Google Podcasts, Overcast, or anywhere that you love to listen to your podcast, just look up 100 Yards of Football. And we want to say thank you so much for telling your friends and family about our show by sharing us through word of mouth and just being like, hey, are you listening to 100 Yards of Football? And then your friends and family will be like, yeah, of course, we're always listening to that. It's a great show. Let's talk about it. That's a great way to start conversation with your friends and family, to keep it going with your coworkers on some great stuff like amazing football, where we keep it completely on the field and about the stats and the players. So thank you so much, Logan Landers, our host, for that NFL draft prospect of Zach Tom from Wake Forest. I'm your producer, Jeremiah Long, and we'll be right back with another live episode.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.